CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Monday, March 14th, and all I have to say is good day. This is a Daily Rap Podcast. You know you need in your life. You know this. How are you? How are you? I hope today has been good to you, like it's been good to me. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you got a chance to party, and hope you got a chance to rest. Me, I was in between getting a chance to party and a chance to rest. I don't think I completed any of those goals. You know, I did get a chance to watch some college hoops, though. You know, I know this is Raps Daily Podcast and all, but gosh darn it, it's March Madness, yo. Tourney time. I may have to get my Rosenberg on, man. Head to ESPN on my off time. Yeah, man, but listen, I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Literally almost died doing Friday's episode, and a lot of you custers didn't even listen to it. Meanest migraine, man, looking at the computer screens all day. But I did it just for you, to keep you posted with how rap is moving. Shout out to my guy, G Blanc, Rondu, of the Cigars and Whiskey Podcast, my family. After recording their show Friday night, man, they gave me some game, man. Some much needed game advice as far as this show is going. I'm really looking to implement some more cool things, no pun intended, to complement your day, keep you even more in tune with how music is going. All right, today's show, it's a good one. It's Monday, so we're trying to get into the swing of things, catch up to what happened over this weekend. You know, as far as news goes, got some new music. And of course, we're talking Lil Durk 7220 is the album that we're dissecting. All right. Now, look, I don't ask for much, but can you please like the episodes, leave a comment, a 5-star or whatever you think is fair rating. You know what I think is fair. Most importantly, please share the episode because you are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. All right. Send in your comments, all ratings, all things extra regarding today's episode to cooluniversity.com. All right, let's continue this conversation. So enough of the yapping. Nobody cares about your weekend. They don't care. I know you don't care. Let's get into our freestyle of the day. CUNY Radio.
Light the Palo, the Holy Spirit of Chicago. Married to the game, I should have took the bitch to Cabo. I know, like Bill Withers, feel niggas. They say stay safe, but they still hit us. Feel the rivers, it's like the ghost of Emmett Till with us. We got black cars, now they gotta deal with us. Rihanna got a bill, they gotta deal with the sisters. In pursuit of happiness, I ask God to Will Smith us. Blessed are the meek, we inherit earth and then we speak into existence. I'm rooted in black thoughts, like Tariq, I was a drifter. Now I'm a shifter of paradigms, a uplifter of tethered minds. Forever signed to the art form, no things didn't start warm. Wrinkles in time till I met my Tony Stark's form. And straighten it out, Iron Man. While some was working on pots and frying pans. Some of my guys moved keys like Robert Glasper. They gave me room so I could be a master. My book of life, I write it like a Christ chapter. When hip-hop was dead, I met it in the life after. Envisioning the hereafter. Listening to Donnie Hatter, trying to find a way to get my people out the trap or the prisons. Talking with my daughter, I learned to listen. She studying law, I told her make firm decisions. This is a prism of hip-hop realism. From the block, we arisen. Still we walk like Egyptians. It's the Knock Knee edition. Planet Rock reinvention. The lock key ignition to them Ali dimensions. Yeah. Grew up around stones and they rock me to wisdom. They yell all is well and it got me to wishing. Tupac Lee ambition. I'm keeping my head up. I am a rider from the black pool of genius and I'm a diver. Striver of perfection inside of my inflections. The blessings of the destined. Resting with no questions. These are the strides of a knocker. Took time to myself like Naomi Osaka. Took time off to never rhymes off. My mind's off the grid that I climbed off. I'm live till I sign off. My man Murray said never take your shine off. Sometimes I go offline to get these lines off. My crown chakra's like a Chi-Town opera. Violence, they broke in my crib and seen Oscars, Emmys, Grammys. Damn me near an EGOT and he's still hip-hop. I'm the rap with Bird is to Bebop. With AI is to Reebok. With Jada is to D-Block. The game need a detox. Ooh. Go get your turmeric and Dr. Sabi Seamoss. Burning sands we crossed for the tribes that we lost. In a war with stars I make niggas Christmas in the Ewoks. I'm a rap god, but still human like the beatbox. Like, wallow. A 1-2, rest in peace to Biz Markie. Honor those who sparked me. I spit verses like girls get purses. Some rappers get by and some get purchased. My shape's earthless, I came to earth's surface to reverse curses and birth purpose. My verse nurtures a woman's worth is first, it's a soul merchant. Like a sneakerhead, I just keep soul searching. As far as freestyles, I go wild like no churches. My occupation, greatness is my co-worker. Like,
Okay, wait. Hold on, it's been a while since he's
been
up here.
Yeah, man, I had to throw some comment on. Jeez. Yeah, I had to, man. Yesterday, the 13th, my guy, your guy, Common Sense, celebrated his 50th birthday. What a milestone for this legendary MC. That was a LA Leakers freestyle from last year. Shout out to Justin Incredible, DJ Sour Milk. This dude, man. Rip that. Tell me he did not rip that. I think that was that little dat beat. If you know about that, I don't know. History is my thing, you know? It's like, nah, man. Shout out to my guy, Common. Happy birthday to the multi-Grammy winner. All right. It's so beautiful to see hip hop maturing. Got some news, some things to kind of catch up on. You know, on a sadder note, one of the most and major stories over the weekend was singer Tracy Braxton dies of esophageal cancer at the age of 50. So what's crazy is how we're watching a legend on one hand celebrate 50 in a positive way and also understanding that life can be so short with this lovely singer entertainer Tracy Braxton, of course, of the Braxton sisters, sister of Toni Braxton and Tamar Braxton. At the age of 50, family spokesman let out a statement. We have come to a time where we must inform the public that after a year of privately undergoing a series of treatments for esophageal cancer, our beloved Tracy Braxton has gone on to glory. All right. Her husband went on to say she was surrounded by family and friends at the time of her passing. We ask that you keep them in your prayers. Tamar, Toni, sister Toni Braxton, also put a tribute on Instagram. Tracy was a bright light, a wonderful daughter, an amazing sister, a loving mother, wife, grandmother, and a respected performer. We miss her dearly. You know what sucks, man? Is that these people live their lives in the public and suffer in seclusion. You know? I'm sure there were many, many fans that were just sidelined by this news. She had such a personality, which I kind of felt, to be real, was the personality that set the tone for the rest of the sisters. I kind of felt like she was the, you know, the boss in a degree, you know, as far as personality went. Her son shared a real, real, real touching message on IG. Shared an intimate photo as well. His name is Sir Kevin Jr. on Instagram if you're interested in looking, if you want to check that out. But I just want to send my love, and I want you to help me send some love and prayers to the Braxton family. I know that was a really, really, really huge loss. You know, so that's one thing that occurred over this weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about this weekend's news on this beautiful Monday. All right, transition's going to be terrible. This is going to be a terrible transition. But stick with me. We got to get to what's making waves right now. Some music that's making waves. This track, Making Noise in the Streets, man, comes from a man in the midst of some legal troubles. But it's not stopping him from talking ish on these records. That's right. This weekend, Tory Lanez dropped a new record called Cap. On his social, he put up a pre-warning letting people know that it was going to stir up some nerves. Not sure if this is the right particular move to keep antagonizing the situation when you're in the midst of legal, but guess what, man? It's here. It's on our table and we gotta discuss it. Here we go, man. Tory Lanez. It's called Cap. Cue the radio.
Said the beef is over, that was motherfucking Cap. Don't need no fucking handouts, let alone a doubt. Yeah, 6 and 8 and 4s and 2, you know I play the crap. Yeah, taboo in Miami, I'm too rich for booby trap. Yeah, ayy, it's some niggas
niggas I don't like. So I'm throwing signs in the street, I'm on strike. Yeah, it's on sight, so I said it's on sight. Bitches tryna end me, so I cannot be polite. Millionaire, I ain't stopping at no lights. But shit replay inside my head, enough and I'ma fight. Yeah, promise that I buy that bitch a Birkin. Psych, promise that I buy that bitch a Birkin. Psych. Threw that pussy and I caught it Jay Rice. Know that bitch is mine, but I might not own the rights. Yeah, that bitch said she went skydiving twice. Jumped up on his dick and said that bitch was scared of heights. Yeah, I'm too lit for booby trap. I can't go to Louis closet like a Louis rack. Swanning with the scammers, can't do Nemas with no Giphy. You keep it 100, shit, I'd rather keep it 50. Lil' bitch, fives on the foes. Walked into a mirror and it told me strike a pose. Like a fat bitch, you know I show up with the rolls. Ken just got them two best friends to fuck, I said goals. He a birdie, probably in an X4. Plus the only party that we know is next door. You know these niggas talk, you know these pussy boys a joke. You gotta go out on your birthday cause that nigga broke. Yeah, I'm too rich for booby trap. Just bought a pharmacy with Dr. T, we off the map. The Casa, the Migo, that shit right where I'm at. He would say something bad, but he need Cardi B for that. My wrist is cost a nigga a whole career, nigga. 18.7 in a year, nigga. Said the beef is over, that was motherfucking cap. Don't need no fucking handouts, let alone a dap. Yeah, 6 and 8 and 4 and 2, you know I play the crap. Yeah, taboo in Miami, I'm too rich for booby trap. Yeah, ayy, it's some niggas I don't like. So I'm throwing signs in the street, I'm on strike. Yeah, it's on sight, so I said it's on sight. Bitches tryna end me, so I cannot be polite.
Yeah, Tory Lanez with Cap dropping this past weekend. Had to bring it to the table for you. What do you think about it? Let me know. CoolUniversity.com. Let me know what you're feeling about this record. As you can see, Tory calls out Megan for allegedly lying, obviously, about the shooting claims. Throws a little shot at her partisan Fontaine man friend for being unable to write a hit without the help of Cardi B. Woo! My man Tory got his antagonizing on. He's definitely antagonizing. Tory also used the track to reference another legal snafu he became involved in last week when a company called BH4908, whatever that is, filed a foreclosure lawsuit on a rapper's Miami condo, saying the 29-year-old has not paid rent in months. Tory be talking, he be talking. Lawyer, where are you? Let's get to some more news, man. You know we got things to catch up on. This one, I might have to call my guy, you know, Jess Franklin, because I don't know how I feel about this. But I'll just read it to you anyway. 6ix9ine says he is struggling amidst stalled career in new declaration to a judge. Now, we all know 6ix9ine has been relatively quiet on social media for much of 2022 so far. Usually armed with several trolled attempts and singles. This rapper hasn't shared a post on his Instagram account since May 2021. And according to a recent testimony to a judge, he is struggling to make ends meet. Court documents obtained by Complex. Ooh, you dirty dogs, Complex. Dirty dogs looking for court shit. 6ix9ine informed a judge overseeing his civil lawsuit regarding a 2018 armed robbery. His career hasn't been the same since the time in jail. And career-wise, money is drying up and labels aren't extending him advances. No! You don't say. He quotes, "Right now, I am struggling to make ends meet. I don't know if I will ever command the kind of advances I was paid before my arrest and my career stalled. I did receive large advances under the recording artist and merchandising agreements prior to my arrest. However, I did not receive any royalties under those agreements since my royalty accounts remain unrecouped." All right, so what that means is these labels or companies gave him a boatload of money, right? Because, you know, at the time he was stirring a lot of things up. So they gave him a lot of money. This thing called a record business means whatever I give you, you have to pay back. Once in the red, okay, that's cool. twice in the red. Ooh. He's working on three times in the red right now. At this particular moment, he is stalled. He can't travel, obviously, really. You know, the amount of security that he would possibly need to move around and do these shows. First of all, he hasn't been booked. Nobody's booking him because of the trouble that it brings to the door. You know, and this is the thing, guys, you know, I'm pretty much thinking he was banking on whatever the stunt was he did, he would make well off because of that. But listen, man, life is long when you make mistakes. I know they say life is short, but life is long when you make mistakes. And now, you know, decisions that he made, he's got to pay for. You know, I'm pretty sure he's definitely not worth being touched, even though he has a, I'm sure, a relatively decent streaming rate. When it comes to pouring the big money into him, it might be a long time if ever again he may command things like that. So, you know, I don't want to see nobody starve, man. So let's all, you know, wish 6ix9ine, you know, hopefully you get your stuff back together. Listen, man, what we got here? We got some music on the table. It's music time. So we left off last Friday talking about this guy, Lil Durk, dropped his album over the weekend, 7220, which is supposed to be in reference to his grandmother's address. This was one of the artists I'm still kind of looking to find what is exactly so special. I'm not going to lie, but I'm always looking because I can see and I can understand that maybe it may not do it for me, that the world is bigger than me. And I always try to find what that magic is. So that's what this project was for me as I took a peek at it. I got a new record, man, and I want to share it for you. Now, I know what the world says is hot, but I brought a record that I thought was dope, and I thought that you would enjoy it as well. All right, so when I get back, we're gonna talk the rest of this Lil Durk. This is a record called Smoking and Thinking. We got it right here for you on QD Radio.
I'm different, me, I'ma grow up a dog. Go through securities, I slow up the call. Off two addies, I tore up the hawk. Robber friends, they pull up and all. Killers and winners, they show up and all. Wish you was here to go pull up and talk. All of your jewelry gon' go on the vault. The barber snitch, no talking to hope. You sneaking and geeking until you get caught. The niggas you praise, they really be soft. The voice, I'ma just give you the sauce. Loyalty, something can never be broke. I miss you, wish your murder was false. Christian, really seen niggas get crossed. I seen niggas turn shit to a boss. Suck dick smoking, it's turning me off. 300 a show, Ethereum broke. Pussy, that's a serious fault. Tussies, I'm in this bitch with my dog. Looking, nigga be pissing me off. Fuck two or three strippers and stalls. Trenches, sticking my dick through the drawers. Spending, these things was hitting them all. Bitches, Vaughn was fucking them all. Ain't talk to my sister, I give her a call. I was in jail, I stay at the wall. Ducking the DA, the feds and all. I went through your statement, I read it all. I didn't gave my last, y'all. Why I miss your last call? I was left for dead, y'all. Know them niggas dead wrong. I'm just smoking, thinking to myself, damn, I need y'all. I'm just smoking, writing about myself, damn, I need y'all. I'm just smoking, I'm just smoking, thinking about my. I'm just smoking, think about my kids, man, I need y'all. I'm just smoking, think about my life like them, I'm teed, y'all. I'm just smoking, why y'all let him die, I can't believe y'all. I'm just smoking, I'm just riding smoking. I can sell a show out, no promotion, just go ask promoters. I got two, three felons, I feel bogus, I can't get down with voting. Why this nigga asked me to take time, I want to stab the lawyer. I was in prison, fucking a lady guard, I couldn't get down with lotion. Big mouth, always talking shit, that bitch got holotosis. Fitting off, taking all them perks, them niggas over. Lil' bro ran off with a Glock and weed. That lil' boy know he bogus. I come from the bottom, smoking top notch. You know I'm choking. I'm just smoking, thinking to myself. Damn, I need y'all. I'm just smoking, writing about myself. Damn, I need y'all. I'm just smoking. I'm just smoking, thinking about my. I'm just smoking, think about my kids, man, I need y'all. I'm just smoking, think about my life like them, I'm teed, y'all. I'm just smoking, why y'all let him die, I can't believe y'all. I'm just smoking, I'm just riding smoking.
Yes, yes, Lil Durk, Smoking and Thinking, off his brand new album, 7220. I gotta admit, man, I like this record. I think it does all the services of Durk, right? I think he touches on a lot of different things. Very emotional guy. I didn't really notice that prior. aside from the super banging on wax, emotional guy. Now, as far as to break down this project, I didn't think the production was anything necessarily special. Like, it didn't really stand out, but that's okay to me because that just means Dirk is making the records. You know, he's standing out. Very melodic kind of guy. As for the hooks, some of his hooks kind of just reminded me of like a regular rap bar that was just repeated. I had a word for what I thought of MCs like that. It's kind of like, which is interesting how him and Rod Wave are on the same label. That's Alamo. They have a lot of similarities when it comes to being just expressive. These guys are almost like pouring their hearts out on record now. You know, as we were coming up, it wasn't really like that. You know, it was more of a tough exterior, but I like how he offers just as much, you know, tough guy shit, real emotional things as well. Obviously really affected by the death of his brother. So I think there was some complexity there. Spoke about addiction, betrayal, conflicting emotions. I think he has everything kind of in one boat, and I kind of dig it. Features were you know, typical. You know, he had Future, Gunna on What Happened to Virgil. That wasn't a bad record. Differences featuring Summer Walker. I really like how Summer's really getting her thing going. A lot going on. Once again, this is a follow-up to his last project being 2020. Lots happened since then, but it's said that he is set to score his first number one solo album. It's on pace to beat Encanto. Word, Encanto's out there making moves. But it's set to top number one. Projected to sell about 120 to 130,000 units. Okay. And also, we got that headlining tour set to start off next month, April. What would I give this project? So, I'm a tough judge, guys. I'm a real tough judge. I do want to say that I was a little bit surprised by some of the work. I came in with a pre-notion already of what I was thinking, and I was kind of proven wrong a little bit. Probably not something that's going to follow me, though, except for me having to pull records to play on radio. That's something I do know because I could watch and see that everybody loves this shit. And hopefully I can give it another listen or two and maybe raise the bar as far as this. But I'm going to go, I'll start with 3. I'll go 3.2. I'll go 3.2. Okay. Well, listen, what the hell do I know? Whatever you can do, whatever DSP you got, whether it be Spotify, whether it be Apple Music, Tidal, whatever the case is, please go stream Lil Durk 7220 Alamo Records. Shout out to my guy Drew De Leon over there making moves. Please, please, please go stream because we got to put food on these artists' table. Keep them out of trouble. Keep them in the booth. Anything you feel about this particular album, whether you like it, whether you hate it, whether you think Corey's dead flipping wrong, whether you think I got the record, I picked the right record. CoolUniversity.com. Please let me know what it is that you think. Before we dip up out of here, we got history, kid. We got some history today. 1989. Let's start there. Members of the legendary Juice Crew, Cool G Rap, DJ Polo J, released their debut album, Road to the Riches, on Cold Chillin' Records. All right. Said to be the start of the mafioso kind of persona, led the way for Big J, Nas, that kind of flow. Check this out, fun fact. According to Linear Notes, Men at Work, which is a song off the album, was the song that brought that group together during a lunch period in their high school. Gotta keep the name Cool G Rap alive, baby. If you can, please go stream, whether it be Road to the Riches or anything Cool G Rap, please, please. You know that's a legend when it comes to the spitting. We got to keep that guy alive. E-40 released his second studio album in a major way. That's March 1995. I would go into depth on this, but on the same exact day as 40 released this album, Tupac released his third studio album, Me Against the World. Now, this album was released while Tupac was locked up. Me Against the World made an immediate impact on the charts, man, debuting at number one on the Billboard 200. Crazy. Holding the top spot for four consecutive weeks. And also topped the R&B and hip hop album chart as well. Dear Mama was released as the album's first single in February 95. And would be the album's most successful single, topping the rap singles chart and peaking at number nine on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, so while he was locked, the album overtook Bruce Springsteen's greatest hits as the current best-selling album of the year. That year in the United States, Me Against the World was eventually certified double plat, and at the 38th Grammy Awards, the album was nominated for Best Rap Album. Dear Mama was nominated for Best Rap Solo Performance. So you know what you gotta do. You know you gotta fuck with some Pac today. You know it. I got to bust some move. I got some things I gotta handle, all right? But look, I go by the name Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM. If you're in the Long Island area, every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., where I am playing it cool. Not in the Long Island area, don't worry about it. Download the Odyssey or iHeart app and search WHPC. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast, Ronco, GB, KB, where they're talking relationships, sex, and dating. They drop episodes every Tuesday, plus they go live Fridays from their YouTube account. I'm trying to get mom to listen to them on YouTube and watch them on YouTube, but they just hot, and Instagram Live just won't let them go. But that's Fridays, 9 p.m. I'll be behind the camera. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, and of course, please share this, because we got to get this thing to grow. I'm watching the numbers and I'm just like, no, people don't care. And I'm just playing with you. Please just share. We got to keep this thing going. Tomorrow, we're talking more new music. So make sure you listen to everything that you can get your hands on. Meet me back here. Same place, same time. From me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. See you tomorrow.